W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Escape to Tuscany by Kat Devereaux, narrated by Tessa Battaiotto and Esther Wayne. 1. Tory. St. Githa's Church, Cannonford, UK. February 2019. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor might, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The vicar's voice rings out in the near-empty church. She's a pleasant middle-aged woman with candy-floss pink hair and a West Country accent, and she told us straight away to call her Angie. I like her immensely.
Margaret came to our village 25 years ago, after the death of her beloved husband, Hugo, Angie continues. Her dignity, her grace, her Christian faith and her strong sense of fairness endeared her to all who knew her. Today, in a private service with Margaret's closest family, we gather to celebrate her life and commend her soul to God. Let us pray.
Next to me, my mother folds her black-gloved hands in her black-clad lap. She's perfectly rigid, radiating disapproval of everything around her. The squat stone church, the colourful Victorian stained glass, the appliqued banners with their fat white doves and wonky crosses. I can only imagine what she thinks of Angie's hair. Not for the first time, I wonder how Granny and Grandad, whom I remember as a vague, gentle presence, all frayed wool and pipe tobacco, managed to produce such an appalling social conformist. There's a muffled sound somewhere behind me, and I look round to see a little group of women lurking at the back of the church by the notice boards. I recognise some of them as Granny's friends from the local Women's Institute. I smile and nod, motioning them to sit down, and Mummy kicks me in the ankle. I've broken the rules, you see. This is strictly family only, even though Daddy died when I was little, and my sister Charlie's kids are sick with something violently contagious, and my husband Duncan was simply too busy to come. So that only left Mummy and me. We're supposed to bury my brilliant, generous, loving grandmother quietly and without making a fuss. It isn't right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?